advancing pleasure. This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. Old. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us as we are prepared for another show here on this Thursday as we get ready for the Sweet 16 of the NCAA Basketball Tournament. Four games set for tonight. One of the three Big 12 teams, Missouri, will be in action. They play Memphis tonight at about 8:40. The early games, Xavier, Pittsburgh, and Connecticut, Purdue will get things underway at 6:07. Also tonight, it will be Villanova taking on Duke. You can hear the games right here on ESPN Radio. Also, the Nebraska baseball team gets ready for Big 12 action at Oklahoma this weekend, and we will be joined by the head baseball coach of the Sooners, Sonny Galloway, is going to join us on the program today. Nebraska taking one on the chin to Northern Colorado yesterday. Hard to know what to read into this. Obviously, both games midweek were high scoring, but Nebraska's having a hard time just getting their weekend rotation set, so that has to tell you that there's not a whole lot of depth, and they just going to have to outscore people midweek. They've tried. Nebraska put up 20 runs against Northern Colorado, but they gave up 23, and they split that two-game series. So we'll talk to Sonny Galloway. And also probably the biggest news of the day, all kinds of things have been happening. What goes on when basketball starts? Well, there's all kinds of stuff. And as you know, this is the time of year where you see some coaching changes. And, well, this time of the year you usually see coaching changes in basketball or the winter sports, wrestling, whatever it may be. But after 13 years as the head football coach at Kearney Catholic, Bernie Madison is going to be moving on and go back to his alma mater at North Platte High School, and he has been named the new head football coach at North Platte. So the school and the city and the community is going to be losing one of their great, great people, because Bernie Madison is more than just a coach. There's a guy that loves life, and we are going to miss working with Bernie on an almost daily to weekly basis here, and going to wish him the best of luck. Bernie is scheduled to join us later on the program today to talk about the move. So that's the big story today.
Doug, I think it's an interesting story for the simple fact is I think a lot of people out there, will he be able to run that offense at a Class A school? The offense is very unique. No one else does it. And we'll talk to him about that.
He's going to need speed to be able to do that. And, again, it's just how the kids at North Platte match up with the other kids in Class A. And he's moving into a situation where they are the second to smallest Class A school in the state of Nebraska. It's a little bit different than Class C, where they're bumping back and forth C1 to C2. Sometimes the numbers are different, but not as different as North Platte versus Creighton Prep or North or teams like that. So definitely a big challenge, but he was able to get things turned around with the help of his staff at Kearney Catholic. And now on to North Platte, and we'll talk to the coach about that as well coming up a little bit later on in the program. Also, some other things. Nebraska gets their first practice under their belt. And, Daddy, there's already some rumblings coming out of Lincoln today. Last night, yesterday afternoon, Marcus Mendoza moves from running back to wide receiver. And we talked about it with Sean Callahan yesterday. Quentin Toaloa switched from a defensive line to offensive line. Already we knew that LaTravis Washington was going to be taking some snaps at quarterback coming over from the linebacker position. And they're not happy with Phillip Dillard.
That is maybe the most interesting thing. It looks like right now Phillip Dillard is sitting fourth on the depth chart. Fourth. I don't know if Phillip didn't show up this winter in winter conditioning. I don't know if when Phillip was there, he was a distraction. If the word got back to the coaches. But they are just down on him.
Well, here's what was said after practice yesterday.
Right now, he's down there. We'll see how things shake out, but yeah, right now he's down a ways.
He's a fifth year veteran that has the most experience. I guess what's led to where he's at right now.
Oh, you know, I really don't want to get into all that, but it's, you know, there's certain things that we ask, and I'll just leave it at that.
Wow. I mean, it's obviously very apparent if on the first day of practice, media people can realize it. I mean, that was Sean Callahan, part of his report, you know, from practice yesterday. Weird, isn't it? Already something soap opera-ish with the Huskers.
Well, I mean, they're going to find something, but boy, this big, you just expected Philip Diller to kind of be plugged in there, as he was all of last year. Now it doesn't look like that. And now these other guys switching positions. Let's see by the end of spring. You know, maybe they go over there for a week and it just says, wow, he's better suited over there. I mean, they obviously think they've got talented people. They're trying to find a way to get them on the field. I think that's all it is. I mean, I think they're looking at Tuilua and saying, he's a big guy, strong guy. Let's get him out there. But he's not, he's going to have a hard time being third string and getting on the field here. Let's see if we can back him up to a backup role on the offensive line. We'll see it. Let's let it go a week before we need to, you know, head to the presses and print big stories about all this.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. The Dent Popper inbox, home of the Arma lining. If you've been banging your vehicle around over the winter and want to get it looking tip-top and in number one grade-A shape for the spring and summer, check them out, and they're on the bricks downtown Kearney. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. I'm still shaking my head over the Dillard thing. But apparently the Nebraska women got some tips from the Nebraska men's basketball team in the, oh, really, did that happen last night category? Yes, the Nebraska women, after having 2 weeks off, got to compete in the WNIT and scored 43 points.
20 what percent?
23% shooting from the field. Went 12 minutes without scoring at one point in the second half.
Oh, you know, this obviously they end up below 500 because they're 15-15 going on. I don't know if it was a big goal there to get above 500. Let's start over next year. You get Griffin back, some things to build on, but terrible way, a terrible, terrible taste in your mouth to leave the court like that.
Yeah, bad game. Their season's over. Basketball is now done. The winter sports season now done at the University of Nebraska. So we move into spring in Northern Colorado 10, Nebraska 7. UNK baseball team got a season-high 19 hits. Used 6 different pitchers to beat Hastings College 12-6. Hastings used 5 pitchers in the ball game. Chris Denny, a 2-run single to right, 3-for-3, 4 RBIs in the ball game, as Hastings scored 3 runs after 2 were out in the second to grab the early lead. The Lopers, off to New Mexico Highlands. Woohoo! And then Winona State comes in for a doubleheader Tuesday. Hastings College is on the road this weekend. They will be on the road to take on Northwestern of Iowa on Saturday and Briarcliff on Sunday. And Nebraska's on the road this weekend. All the baseball teams are on the road. Hastings College softball split a doubleheader with Peru State yesterday. They will resume conference action, making up their games with Dana today in Blair. And the defending state champion Grand Island Islanders scheduled for their home opener today, a doubleheader against Lincoln Southeast. They split their games with Millard North over the weekend. And we might have touched on this yesterday. I don't remember if we just said it in passing, but we were talking about it off the air. I know the Tri-City Storm has to go to Fargo, North Dakota. And if you're watching the news or the Weather Channel, all you're seeing is North Dakota and South Dakota and how they are setting up their sandbags up in Fargo. And then it's blizzarding everywhere. And they're setting up sandbags in snow. And it's just a crazy, they're blowing up the rivers to try and break the ice jams. Well, they're going to go to North Dakota. They're just not going to be able to play in Fargo. They will be heading to Grafton, North Dakota, Friday at 7:05 and then 7:45 in Grand Forks. at something called the Purpur Arena. 7:45. Derek, you going?
No, absolutely not.
As if there were more reasons to just say, can we get this season over with, even though they're playing better? It's just like the last time they went to Fargo, they had the blizzard, couldn't get back to Omaha, had to make up a game. This time the weather messing with them again. So up to Fargo. 2 weekends left. Up to Fargo this weekend, and then they wrap it up at home next weekend.
Doug, I might be throwing you a curveball here, but you bring up Grand Island baseball. Nothing's been said about the Islanders' basketball job out there. You know, one of the only two Class A jobs that we know of that's up out there, Millard West being the other one. Interesting. I have not heard much about that. I can confirm one thing. Paul Baronic, not interested. I can confirm that.
Okay.
Are we hearing any names?
Nothing more than what we've talked about before. Far be it for me to start rumors on this show.
The old Steve Peterson approach. Get rid of this guy. You got a plan? Not really.
How about you? Do you have a plan?
I'd have a plan.
Are you going to do anything? Have you been to the doctor? Are you going to take some medicine? It's Thursday. It hasn't changed. It's getting worse.
I've been taking medicine.
It's getting worse. What'd you do last night? Stay home, wrap up, watch the NFL Network? That's what I thought. The Armac has named their all-time baseball team, which is so crazy because it's the 100th anniversary, but of all these all-time teams that they're doing to commemorate the 100th anniversary, everybody's recent. I mean, there might have been a football player and a baseball player. So it's like the best of the last 20 years. But making the team, UNK's Cody Lucero, graduated in 2007. Whoa, all century. He was the Armac Player of the Year in 07, led the league in batting at .443. He was the first Division II All-American for UNK baseball, also an academic All-American. So congratulations, Cody Lucero of UNK. Sergio Romo of Mesa State, who was the Armac Pitcher of the Year way back in 2005, the greatest player in Armac baseball history, according to this list. And the all-time coach, Bob Fornelli of now Fort Hays State, who's not in the RMAC anymore, but was the coach there from 96 to 2003. They were the national runner-up in the 2000 College World Series and won 4 RMAC championships. So they've been doing that, and I think we're almost to the end of those RMAC all-time teams. There is a Loper luncheon schedule for today, by the way, folks. 11:45 at the Health and Sports Center, so don't forget that Loper luncheon coming up today, 11:45 at the Health and Sports Center.
Douglas, the basketball takes center stage, and I want to get to this before we get to Bernie Madison. I'm here after the break. I think he's coming up shortly. Tonight seems to be interesting to me because you've got experience versus not a lot of experience. Does the experience in the NCAA tournament mean that much? Connecticut, been all over the place, been there, done that. Purdue, not so much. Memphis, Missouri. Memphis, finals a year ago, kind of been there, done that. Missouri, not so much. Pittsburgh, Xavier. Xavier's actually the team that's been there quite a bit and has actually advanced. You know, Pittsburgh's never been to a regional final. Never.
Kind of hoping that continues for the sake of my bracket. Kind of hoping Pitt goes down tonight. If, for the sake of your bracket, who do you want to win tonight? Who do you need to win tonight?
Well, I got Pittsburgh.
I got to have UConn, Villanova, Xavier, and I think Memphis, although if Missouri wins, I don't think that would hurt me too bad, but because I have Memphis losing to UConn. So I'll take Memphis, and that's what I'm hoping to have happen tonight.
Memphis and Pittsburgh and Duke, that's what I've got. That's what I need to have happen.
And Purdue, Connecticut, you don't have that.
Well, I've got Connecticut, but I mean, I need to have Memphis advance on out. So
some key games.
If they don't do it, it doesn't really matter.
Well, taking a look at tonight, we talked about this earlier in the week, what the spreads are. Duke's favored by 2.5 as of this moment. Pitt is favored by 7. Memphis is favored by 4.5. And UConn is favored by 7. Okay, Daddy, most likely upset tonight.
Most likely upset tonight, I say Xavier.
All right. Hey, don't forget to go and vote for our Sun Heat Hot Topic poll question at ESPNSuperstation.com. How many Big 12 teams will make the Final Four? one and pick that team, none or more than one. Had quite a few folks voting in on that, and right now the leading candidate in our Sun Heat Hot Topic, no team will make the Final Four with 40% of the vote. Kansas with 20, then Oklahoma, more than one, and the least likely scenario right now is that Missouri would be a team that makes the Final Four. Evidently, Digger Phelps voting on the Sun Heat Hot Topic at ESPNSuperstation.com.
I don't, Missouri? Nothing wrong with this Missouri team.
I got one. I got Oklahoma. I got Oklahoma.
I'm against Oklahoma, not against them, but I just think Johnny Flynn's too good.
You hate the Big 12. We'll take a break. Be back on the Doug and Daddy Show. Oklahoma baseball coach Sonny Galloway, they're still doing that. They're even moving the game because of the basketball team. And Bernie Madison, new head football coach at North Platte, coming up.
The answer, 644. The question.
How many complaint letters have we gotten on the Doug and Daddy Show in the last month?
Ah, spring. Nature's gentle way of saying, let's party. What better way to get in on Mother Nature's big party than on a new Yamaha motorcycle from Kearney Yamaha? The guys at Kearney Yamaha have 2009 models in stock and priced right. Their trained staff will help you find the perfect bike for you. Hey, with gas prices expected to keep going up, you can't afford not to check this out. Those great guys at Kearney Yamaha know how important it is that you be properly trained to ride a motorcycle. So when you buy a new Yamaha motorcycle this month, Kearney Yamaha will pitch in $200 when you complete a certified motorcycle training course. So what do you have to lose? A new bike and bucks back for completing a certified training course.
This is Dusty Rostad at Kearney Yamaha. Riding season is upon us with up to $2,500 off on select Yamaha Star motorcycles. The savings are great and the time is right. Together we can make this a summer to remember as well as a safe one.
Don't forget, Kearney Yamaha has changed their hours for the season. Now open until 6 weeknights, noon to 5 on Sundays.
It was a hot summer day. We were listening to a ball game on the radio when she walked in. She was absolutely gorgeous, you know the kind. Said she was a rancher and that she wanted to make sure she had the right insurance coverage. She had a somewhat husky voice for a beautiful woman, and she had a very strange way of talking. She would elongate her words with a quality that almost made it seem like she was growling when she talked. We asked her if she had life insurance.
Life? No.
Car insurance?
Car. Yes.
Hail insurance?
Hail. No.
She was a strange dame, but she had a good idea. An insurance checkup. We started doing them for everyone. Come on down to see us and make sure your coverage is up to date. Get an insurance checkup. Barney Insurance. Call us at 237-2222.
It's always something.
Right through the Final Four, up to the two teams fighting on the single bracket for supremacy. ESPN Radio Superstation is your home for NCAA tournament action, game by game, region by region. ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
With four sizes of our specialty T-bone steak, all steaks hand-cut fresh right in the steakhouse. Home the 4-pound Texas Challenge with the biggest variety of steaks in the state. And three sizes of prime rib voted the best in Grand Island, where quality, value, and variety is our promise. Great tasting steaks served by friendly people. There's no doubt about it. We are the place for steak. Reminding you to show our military troops your support by wearing red on Fridays.
Steak's done right. Texas T-Bone.
We'll see a few breaks of sun in spots today. Otherwise, look for more cloudiness to develop with a chance for some scattered rain or snow showers. Highs will stay around 40 degrees with north winds developing at 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a chance for some light snow with any accumulation staying at an inch or less with a low around 20. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 30.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. I never knew this song could be so emotional.
A Bernie Madison favorite.
Daddy, as we get ready for Bernie Madison and Sonny Galloway, the baseball manager at Oklahoma. John Buck, we talked about it yesterday on the show. The Kansas City Royals opening day catcher the past 4 years won't be in the lineup when the Royals start the season at the White Sox, but he says he still views himself as a starting catcher. He lost the starting job to Miguel Olivo. Trey Hillman, the manager, promised Olivo that he would get most of the playing time behind the plate when he and the team exercised mutual contract options in November to keep Olivo in Kansas City. Buck says he's not happy with being backup, but he's still going to support Olivo. In spring training, Buck's hitting .433 with 5 doubles, 3 home runs, and 8 RBIs in 13 games.
What's Olivo hitting? Does it give you that?
No, no, it's just...
Not .433?
No, no, no. It's just, wow. Anyway, it is with sadness and excitement that we welcome in our next guest to the Doug and Daddy Show. He is the new head football coach of the Dogs of North Platte High School. 13 years at Kearney Catholic. Our buddy, our friend, Bernie Madison, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Burn Dog, good morning and congratulations once again to you.
Good morning, guys. I sure appreciate it.
Well, hey, we've all had job changes, except for Daddy. We've all moved on, and this is going to be kind of twofold. You're not just moving on. You're going home. You're moving up to Class A football. I guess the first question is simply what all came apart that said, I want to move to North Platte or I want to move on at this time in my life?
Dad, Doug and Dad, you guys are right. It's a bittersweet entity going on right now in my life. I miss Kearney. I love Kearney. I love the people here at school. It's like a family here. I'm going to miss it a ton. And, you know, as anyone would, I'm going to miss the Doug and Daddy Show immensely because I have great enjoyment in that. And I know that the rest of Nebraska and lots of the United States of America really love the Doug and Daddy Show. And so that's going to be sorely missed on my part, but I still will stream you in via the web.
That a baby.
We just kind of, you know, going up was kind of a goal of mine I wanted to do, you guys. I think you might have known that. I tried 4 years ago to get to the North Platte, and just wasn't time. It just wasn't my time yet. Kind of put it in the good Lord's hands, and he took care of me this time and put me where he wanted me at the time he wanted me there.
Well, let's kind of expand on that, Bernie. I guess if you think about it, if you would have gotten the job 4 years ago compared to now, well, how much more have you learned? What do you think is different about getting the job this time around?
You're absolutely right. I've grown as a coach, and you know, you never stop learning football. If there's one way to do things, then everybody'd be doing it. And so I think I've grown as a head football coach. And things that I do and with kids and the strength programs and things we've learned a bunch about. And so that will be a more advanced in my aspect that had I gone 4 years ago.
I guess you kind of took that Bo Pelini route.
That's right, baby. Bo knows. Carl Fentz.
Bernie, I want to ask you, in your mind, what's the biggest difference there'll be between Kearney Catholic and going to a Class A program?
Well, I mean, obviously the number of kids we're going to have out for football will go from 35 to 90, sophomore through senior class. I think altogether they suited out 120 last year. So that's going to be a huge difference. Facilities, I know for you guys it's hard to believe, are a little bit better up at North Platte. Not a lot. I know that the press box is probably about the same, but in that aspect it'll be different.
Bernie Madison joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as he has been named the new head football coach at North Platte. I know we're both interested in the following question. Will you take the same shooting star offense and try and implement that at North Platte, or because you'll have more kids to choose from, you'll do some different things?
No, I'm still planning on incorporating some of my stuff, taking our things and putting it on the table. We're going to use, I've seen North Platte a couple times, and they use a lot of the zone read stuff that we did. And they do spread it out also. And so I'll kind of like slowly incorporate my favorite aspects of our offense with those guys. And kind of that way it's going to help the kids, you know, in the transition aspect so they won't go completely from scratch. So they'll still have some things under wraps from last year, and that'll help them with our success this year.
Bernie, as far as the staff goes, you keep most of the guys out there, or are you going to bring in some of your own?
We have a bunch of guys that are already on staff, and we'll keep them on board. There is an opening for another assistant job that we'll have a hand in selecting another guy, but for the most part, we're going to keep those guys on board.
Bernie Madison joined us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It wasn't just football here at Kearney Catholic. You guys got that wrestling program going as well. Will you be involved with that at all at North Platte?
I'm not sure at this time. I know that Coach Rice and Coach Zoner both assisted with track as far as the shot and disc and things like that. But if there's an opportunity to be assistant on wrestling, I'd sure like to stay in that realm of things. I love wrestling. I thought it was a lot of fun. And I think it's a great sport to develop kids to become good young men.
Bernie, how soon, as far as the summer goes, will you be out there doing things with the off-season program and the weight room?
I'm actually going tomorrow, and we're going to talk to the coaches and some of the kids and get the staff thing figured out. And then, we're going to start implementing the weight system and the weight program as soon as post-Easter. And so hopefully we'll get some of that stuff ironed out. I'm sure I'll make a bunch of trips back to North Platte and get with those guys and try and get things going as fast as possible, like yesterday, if we could. That'd be the best.
Bernie Madison joins us, the new football coach at North Platte High School. What can you tell us about what North Platte has coming back? The big thing has been made about it. They haven't been able to make the state playoffs since 2004. What do you have to work with?
There's a great junior class, and this is speaking with Coach Rice and with support from parents and things like that. There'll be seniors this year. That was the nucleus of their program last year, and so they'll just be a year more along. I know that they had a freshman crew that was undefeated this year in their games, and so we'll have some youth in there also. And in between, I'm not real sure or real positive about it, but I know the talent's there.
Bernie, I guess three games in, you'll get a meet up with the Bearcats right down 100 miles down the road.
Yeah, Coach Cool called and congratulated me, wished me the best of luck, except for one game a year, he says.
Well, and then, of course, even though they didn't make the playoffs, Coach Rice and the crew had to knock off Kearney last year, so that's going to be a double meaningful game for the Bearcats. Would you like to guarantee victory right now?
Doug, you know what? I absolutely will not guarantee a victory right now, nor would I do that in the future. Thank you very much for asking.
Bernie, we'll get a chance to talk to you, obviously, a couple times during that week as far as what we call professionally. The staff there, I got to thinking about this when we got done talking yesterday. I've been here. You've been there 13 years coaching. This will be going into my 13th year. I think Coach Petrie came in about the same time. Coach Lease had been there. Coach Schmidt with the track team. Coach Connor with the volleyball team. The coaching staff at Kearney Catholic has always supported each other, and they've been pretty much all came in at the same time. What was the relationship, I guess, like now that you're kind of breaking the mold and advancing on?
Throwing a wrench in things. It was awesome. It was awesome. These guys were great when I came in. Don was here and, took me under his wing. Miss Connor is awesome, and we communication, and we kind of work with each other, and I really would hope that would be the case as I go. Like if you're trying to work camps, say, let's get together and talk about camps, weight room stuff, things we're going to expect out of the kids. That way we're all on the same page. And it was awesome. And like I mentioned before, I'm going to miss Kearney immensely. It's a great place to live and a great family here at Kearney Catholic.
Give me a highlight, Bernie.
Highlight of what?
Highlight of the 13 years here. What was most rewarding, I guess?
Just the people. Seriously, the people here are awesome. And it's going to be, I'm going to sorely, sorely miss them. I really am. It's going to be like I said, bittersweet. I'm real excited to get to North Platte. Fun. It's going to be a step up in the class and the higher level of football. But I will really miss the people here at Kearney.
Well, Bernie, we'll talk to you again. We've already got three going away parties planned.
Outstanding. We can work another one in. That'd be great.
Burndog, congratulations from everybody, and thanks for all you've done to help us out with all Kearney Catholic athletics. Can't wait to see you in person here in the next couple days.
Right on, buddy. I really appreciate all you guys do for us. On the radio and wrestling and all that stuff. We love you.
All right, Bern. See you, buddy.
Later.
He's the new head football coach at North Platte High School. Bernie Madison, moving on after 13 years here at Kearney Catholic, joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to miss that guy.
Well,
going to miss that guy, but I know Chuck Schwartz and the boys out at North Platte will enjoy working with Bernie. So best of luck to Bernie.
He's not going to Virginia.
No.
He's just 100 miles down the road. So.
But it is west.
Yeah, I know.
It is west. But you could go to PAX and go to Ole's.
There you go.
You can go to Ole's. Well, there's a lot going on with the University of Oklahoma. The men's and women's basketball teams are in the Sweet 16. The baseball team is ranked in the top 15 of every poll in the country, and now they welcome in Nebraska for a weekend series. In fact, so much basketball is going on, the baseball team has given the thumbs up. We'll move it around to play whenever, and they're going to play starting that three-game series Friday at 3 o'clock. And we are pleased once again to welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show the head coach of the Oklahoma baseball team, Sonny Galloway. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having us on.
Coach, anybody paying attention to baseball with all that round ball going on?
Not necessarily, and I don't blame them. You know, I'm excited about Coach Capel, our basketball team, and, of course, Big Griff's a fun guy to watch. You know, we're very fortunate. I know the University of Nebraska followed it closely since I've been associated in the Big 12 since 92. Isn't it neat to have athletes like Sam Bradford with a Heisman Trophy on campus and Big Griff, who possibly going to be the first pick in the NBA draft, walking around. He came in our baseball game the other day on Tuesday, and everybody forgot there was a game going on. He was over there with all the autograph seekers. But, you know, it's neat for our kids to walk around with athletes like that. Even the Parrish twins with our women's basketball, it's a neat thing right now at the University of Oklahoma, and I know that it's been mirrored there in Lincoln at the University of Nebraska with the same type of athletes.
Well, Coach, there's been a few of you paying attention to baseball. Anytime you score 43 runs in a Big 12 series, somebody's paying attention, at least at the plate.
Well, I tell you what's funny about that, you mentioned it, and of course we did swing it really well, but I still remember on Friday night we match up with Kansas State's ace, Morris. In the ninth inning, I heard our kids saying, "Hey, we got to score a run for pride." And I'm like, "We're getting beat 9-0. We're scoring for pride at this point." So that's Big 12 baseball. You know, their Friday night guy, Morris, matched up with a guy that we saw in the regional final last year by the name of Leek, who pitches for Arizona State. They matched those two up on a Tuesday earlier this year, and Morris beat Leek 3-1. Leek was as good as I've seen in college baseball. I mean, he's a Jabba Chamberlain-type talent, or a Mark Redmond from Oklahoma, Russell Ortiz, and this guy beat him. So we should have known we were in for something in Manhattan with Morris on the mound. He's been in our league for 2 years, but he's been coming out of the bullpen. This is a different guy. This is a Crow. This is a Kendall Vols. This is a special guy. He's a Jabba Chamberlain. He's every bit of a Dorn or a you name it. And so Kansas State has a Friday night guy that's tough. So I'm awful glad we were able to score on Saturday and Sunday because our pride clearly got hurt on Friday night.
Well, it was a wacky weekend in the Big 12. There's no doubt about it. Sonny Galloway, the head baseball coach at Oklahoma, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, you talked about Griffin and the Parrish twins. Who is there a kid like that on your baseball team that when you get off the bus, you want him at the head of the line representing your baseball team?
There's no doubt. He's at the head of the lineup. That's Jamie Johnson. This guy came to us as the player of the year out of the state of Louisiana. Originally was going to go to LSU. Of course, they had the head coaching change down there at that time, so we went to junior college for 1 year. But he was in our lineup last year. He's a stocky, he's a fast, he's a physical left-handed hitter. Everybody, you know, from professional baseball loves him. He's a junior, so unfortunately this will be our last hoorah with him, barring injury. But you know what, 7 or 8? I hate that I don't know for sure. It makes it sound like I don't know my team, but everything's been so fast and furious. 7 or 8 home runs in the leadoff spot. He's hit 4 or 5 balls out as our leadoff hitter, and he is hitting at a very good clip right now. He steals bases. He can really play the game. And he's a guy that I think has a great chance to play Major League Baseball someday. And then, of course, our four-hole hitter, freshman All-American 3 years ago, Aaron Baker. You know what, he was hitting .268 going into Kansas State series, and some of the TV guys, two of the games were televised. They asked me what I thought of Baker, and I predicted, and I'm biased, okay, so the Husker fans won't like it, but I predicted my guy is going to be the MVP in the Big 12. That's what I think of him. I won't budge him from the four hole. I believe in him. He's been there over the test of time, and because he started out slow and we've still won 21 ball games, that was fine by me, because when he gets hot, I think we're going to have something really special. And he's really hit the ball well the last three or four games. So he's a special guy who'll probably play really high level professional baseball, if not in the big leagues. Aaron Baker.
Sonny Galloway joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, you mentioned those guys. They're still not your two hitters that are hitting for average in Hernandez and Bouchelle.
Yeah, Hernandez and Bouchelle have done a great job. Brian Hernandez has been with us for 3 years, in and out of the lineup. And more than anything, you know, it just wasn't his time. I tell players all the time, you just keep working. Your time's going to come, and when it's your time, you'll take off. And it's his time. I told him at the beginning of the year, don't come to the yard wondering if you're going to play. Just come to the yard, look at the lineup, and see where you're hitting in the lineup. Be ready to play every day. And he's earned that. Again, been in and out of our lineup for 2 years and finished both his freshman and sophomore campaign in the lineup. And we've played really well in postseason, both in the Big 12 tournament and the NCAA, making three regional finals in 4 years. So he's got some experience, and now at shortstop and really just doing a great job. He hits in our two or our three hole, depending on what we're facing at the time, right or left. And Bouchelle, that's Steve Bouchelle's son, who played in the big leagues for the Rangers. And Garrett Bouchelle is a redshirt freshman. We also have, of course, from the Kansas City Royals, Kevin Seitzer's son, Cam Seitzer, and he's a freshman DH in our lineup. And so we have those two ex-big league sons, their dads played in the big leagues, in our lineup. And I tell our guys all the time, it's an easy lineup, I think, to step into, because six or seven of the guys have experience returning. So when you're new and you've got guys around you hitting, it makes it a little bit easier and more contagious. So we've got some guys doing a good job, but it's probably because of the experience in our lineup.
Sonny, you guys were picked sixth in the Big 12 coaches poll. What was the reaction of your team and your staff when that came out?
Well, at first, you know, there's always a little chip on your shoulder, but in reality, we were picked sixth in the league and 16th in the nation by Baseball America in the preseason poll. So it's nothing more than tremendous respect for the Big 12. And I did say this. I'm not saying this because I'm on with the guys over in Lincoln on the radio right now. I said, hey, we're picked sixth, and we're ranked 16th in the country, and you still got to look at other teams that weren't necessarily ranked as high. And I mentioned Nebraska Cornhuskers. I said they're always tough, and I really thought Kansas State was going to be good this year, and I'm not saying that after the fact. And I said when we left Manhattan, Kansas, that team is going to be tough to beat at home, and let's just wait and see if that doesn't prove to be true down the road. It's really tough for teams to go in and beat Kansas State at home. They're a special club, regardless of that Sunday score. So our conference is just terrific, and so there was a little bit of a chip about any time you're picked sixth, who would like that? But the fact of the matter is it's just great respect for the conference.
Well, Sonny, you guys aren't too bad at home yourselves, 13-0. What makes the Eldale Mitchell Park so special for you guys?
Well, I think I see a growing trend in college baseball. Everybody seems to be a little bit tougher at home, and you know what? We know this about the Cornhuskers, that you don't want to have to play them in Lincoln. The fans get into it. Everybody gets into it. And even though we don't draw quite the fan base that you guys draw up there, I'll tell you this, our guys are more comfortable in their own confines here at Eldale Mitchell. We practice here every day. We know the surface. We know the wind, the sun. We know the how the ball travels to different parts of the ballpark, and we know the depths and the alleys that we can run and get balls. And I think that that's just something, as a college athlete, you put him in a more comfortable environment, and he's really going to play well. And that's really held true for us. We faced a UCLA team earlier in the year, and we won two games by one run and one game by two runs. And I said this at the time, UCLA was going through a tough time. They had dropped about eight straight. But I'm telling you, with the arm strength we saw from the Bruins, that's not a team you want to face in conference or down the road. And sure enough, since then, they've won a conference series against East Carolina on the road, who's ranked. They've won a weekend series against their counterpart, USC. And then they've won two midweek games against ranked opponents. So they're starting to catch fire, and they're a very good team. So it just proved that we played well against a pretty talented UCLA team. And our guys like the comfort of being home. There's just something about it. I like coaching in the comfort of home. I don't like necessarily being on the road in a hotel, but you got to do it. So I think, you know, that it's one of those things where we feel good, but we have great respect for what's going to happen this weekend. Because 2 years ago, we were ranked Nebraska came in here. We were 2-1 at the time, same as we are now. We won Friday, and they won Saturday and Sunday. It put us in a tailspin that we necessarily didn't recover from 2 years ago for that given year. And we can't let that happen again. We recognize how good Nebraska is going to be coming in here this weekend.
Just another minute here with Sonny Galloway, the head baseball coach at Oklahoma. Well, you've put some pretty good praise on some of the opponent's pitching, and Nebraska seems to be trying to still find their way with that weekend rotation, even making changes going into the Big 12 schedule. What about what you guys will be putting on the mound this weekend?
Well, our number one guy, Andrew Doyle, has been very good for us. He's been in our rotation for 2 years now as a freshman. 3 years ago, he had the most appearances of anybody on our club, so he got the experience he needed to be a starter last year, and I thought he really came on at the end of last year. He pitched terrific down the stretch for us, and including a complete game in the first round game of the Big 12 tournament against number one seed Texas A&M. And at the time, Rob Childers, who everybody knows there in Lincoln, had made the comment he thought Andrew was the best three-pitch guy he had seen all year, and that was a great compliment from Coach Childers. So he has potential to be a very dominant guy. He has been a little inconsistent. I think that's just typical amateur baseball and guys learning what it's about in this sport. It's about being, you know, as good as you can every week and being consistent if you want to play for a long time. And he's getting there. But behind him, we had Antoine Hubbard, who now has a stress fracture in his leg. So Michael Rocha, our number three starter, starts up to the two spot. And he's been good. He was a starter last year. He's 3-1. He's a sophomore. And he pitches down in the zone, which we really like. After that, it's kind of to be announced depending on what we use out of the bullpen, but we do have a left-hander we like, J.R. Robinson from a New Mexico Junior College. He's a Canadian who came to New Mexico Junior College, and we recruited him, and he's very good. He's firm from the left side. He competes really well, and he's had some good wins for him this year. And you know, one of our best arms is out of the bullpen, no different than what Coach Anderson's doing with the Cornhuskers. We've got Ryan Duke, who could start for us on any given day, but we're bringing him out of the bullpen, and he's been very good. He's had every save. He hasn't had any blown saves, and he's a guy that pitches down in the zone. He's firm. He's got a good slider, and we like him very much.
Sonny Galloway, head coach of the Oklahoma Sooners. Coach, thanks so much for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and best of luck the rest of the year.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thanks for having us on.
Thanks, Coach. A good baseball program there at Oklahoma, and he knows his team. And you can hear all of Nebraska's games on our sister stations, 1230 a.m. KHAS, plus Saturday and Sunday games on the FM, the Breeze 94.5 FM, along with KHAS. Nebraska-Oklahoma first game Friday is at 3 o'clock. What do you think?
I think it's going to be very, very difficult.
Cross your fingers and hope for 1-2, or are we at that point right now?
They've got seven guys with more than four home runs. These guys rake.
Well, it's going to come down to Nebraska's pitching staff, as it has for quite a while. I think we're seeing the kids are getting a little bit better at the plate, but we touched on it before we talked to Coach about the ERA not too good in the middle of the week, as has shown the last couple of days, but we're not worried about midweek right now. We're worried about your 1-2-3 guys on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And they showed against Oklahoma State that they can step out there and put some good innings on the mound.
Yeah, they lead the Big 12 in hitting at 3.48 average. But they are about seventh in the league in ERA. So 5.19 team ERA. So
I ask you right now, they're 3.48. Is that just that was just last weekend, or is that all season?
That's through 26 games.
Okay, all right. So because they just have the one conference series.
Right, 2-1.
Like, okay. So the 3.48 average will probably come down a little bit.
Well, you got to think. I mean,
we'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're back up against a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
This is the ESPN Superstation's Doug and Daddy Show.
Live and unrehearsed. Unrehearsed.
You son of a hoe!
Unrehearsed.
Unfortunately.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the Polar Bear Club during a blizzard.
Yeehaw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing, too. We expose them to desert-like heat, Arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme-tested Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a Train.
The coronation of a champion is coming, and it's on Westwood One.
Chalmers for three, and the tie, he got it! He got it! 2.1 to play! Dozier off the inbound, the half-court heave, it is no good, and we're going to overtime!
Can Bill Self and the Jayhawks soar to another title? Tune in here to find out.
The Sweet 16 and Elite Eight this weekend on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We'll see a few breaks of sun in spots today. Otherwise, look for more cloudiness to develop with a chance for some scattered rain or snow showers. Highs will stay around 40 degrees with north winds developing at 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a chance for some light snow with any accumulation staying at an inch or less with a low around 20. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 30.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We've got a special guest who's going to give us some predictions on the Final Four coming up in just a couple of moments here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Still sad about Bernie.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. I'm sad. But maybe if I took this picture of him down, maybe I quit looking at it and I wouldn't be so sad. Hey, the Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame will have their induction ceremonies, as always, the final Sunday in September at the Lead Center in Lincoln. And they are adding 11 athletes, 5 coaches, a couple of contributors, and a referee. And this year, a little bit more Central Nebraska flavor than what we've seen in the past. Among those going in, Hampton's Jerry Eichhoff, who we talked to the week of the Boys State Basketball Tournament, the winningest basketball coach in Nebraska history for the boys with 670 wins, 3 state championships, and a step down after 40 years. Also going in from the coach, Roy Bassett from Hastings. He coached, well, all the way from 1932 to 1971. So he's going in. And Keith Stair from Kimball is going into the Hall of Fame. You may recognize the back name, the father of Jay Stair and some other kid. But
two other
of course
kids.
Jay, yeah, well, yeah, over at Overton. So congratulations there. Also, former UNK, well, Kearney State in the day, standout Rich Ozentoski from
Ord.
Yeah, got it. He was All-Stater in football and basketball, plus the Class B State Golf Champion in 1965. Oh, sorry, Rich. The Class B state golf champion when he was in high school. Went on to start Kearney State College in football and baseball, played professional baseball in the Twins organization. Also, UNK track coach Andy Meyer, who was a standout at Superior, is going in, the two-time state champion and still the state record holder in the discus. Played football and basketball at Superior for the Huskers, a 3-time All-American and Big Eight. That's right, kids. There was a Big 8 before there was a Big 12, a Big 8 conference discus and shot champion. Pat Hodges, class of 74 out of Lexington. And Kelly Benson Jeffries, who is the girls' basketball coach at Grand Island, an All-American basketball player, All-State in volleyball, state champion in the high jump, one of the best shooters in the history of Nebraska Cornhusker basketball. So congratulations to all those folks who are going in, as well as Jim White. You may remember him as the golf pro, but he was an All-State basketball player for Hastings and had an outstanding amateur and professional golf career. So all those folks going in to the Hall of Fame. Congratulations. We're going to catch up with some of those folks, talk a whole lot more about some of the others over the next couple of programs. We'll take a break and have a special guest predicting the NCAA tournament right after this.
Something wrong.
wrong, sir. I will not tolerate this flagrant mockery of my intelligence.
Neener, neener, neener. Doug and Daddy will be right back to further insult your intelligence.
Right now, Kearney Yamaha invites you to get out. Get out and ride, that is, at the Kearney Yamaha Get Out and Ride event. That's right, you can save big money on super tough Grizzly utility ATVs. The 700cc Grizzly comes with fuel injection, water-cooled, fully automatic transmission, along with push-button four-wheel drive and power steering. Or maybe you want to go smaller with the 450 Grizzly. It has the same features and comes with high-low range and independent suspension. No matter what size of utility ATV you're looking for, the Yamaha Grizzly line of ATVs has the perfect machine for you. And right now, during the Get Out and Ride event, all ATVs are priced right to move.
This is Dusty at Kearney Yamaha, and we have every model of Yamaha Grizzly ATV in stock and priced to move. Stop by Kearney Yamaha today or check us out on the web at KearneyYamaha.com.
Don't forget, Kearney Yamaha has changed their hours for the season. Now open until 6 weeknights, noon to 5 on Sundays. Years of experience and huge selection. Kearney Yamaha, just south of the Kearney I-80.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see a few breaks of sun in spots today. Otherwise, look for more cloudiness to develop with a chance for some scattered rain or snow showers. Highs will stay around 40 degrees with north winds developing at 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a chance for some light snow with any accumulation staying at an inch or less with low around 20. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 30.
Hey, this is Larry the Cable Guy, and you listen to my buddies Doug and Daddy on the ESPN Superstation.
Wow. We're buddies?
Tight.
Were you hanging out with him in his...
We're tight.
In his suite?
No.
You weren't hanging out at the Husker game with him
No.
in his suite?
No, I was not.
I had a chance to catch up with Larry earlier in the day. He wanted to give us his Final Four prediction, or at least who he thought might win the national championship. I'm not sure Larry knows who's playing.
My pick for the Final Fours. I hope it's all Big 12. Probably won't be, but I hope it is. But if I had to pick two teams in the final, I'd have to go with, oh, geez. I ain't much of a basketball fan ever since Nebraska's out of it. But I would say North Carolina and Oklahoma. Are they in the same bracket? Oh, he did? The hell with that. I'll go with Duke and Wichita. Yeah. Oh, Memphis. You know what? I didn't mean Wichita. I meant Memphis. Duke and Memphis. How's that?
That's outstanding. That's outstanding. So Duke and Memphis to make it to the Final Four and then on to the championship game. How would that work with your bracket, Daddy?
That'd be all right with me. Well, no, actually, hell, it wouldn't be all right with me. I got to have Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh, I said, was the team that's going to get beat tonight by Xavier. And that's strictly an experience deal now. Been there, done that. Pittsburgh's never been to a regional final. Never been to a regional final.
How about an Oklahoma-Missouri final?
Interesting. Nothing be wrong with that. I think Missouri's better than people give them credit for. Everybody's talking Memphis.
Damari Carroll is pretty impressive.
I think right now there's three teams. If you watch the national shows, there's three teams being forgot right now. And it's Missouri, it's Oklahoma, and it's Syracuse. Those three teams are afterthoughts. Period.
You sure? Okay. All right. You okay? You want to give us your winners tonight then?
Well, I'm just, once again, Doug, I'm just going the experience route, and I'm not sure that Duke and Villanova. I'm not sure who has more experience. I mean, I guess you'd say Duke, but Villanova's been there a lot of times.
Okay, Duke, Villanova, who you got? Straight up,
I've got Duke. I guess
Connecticut, Purdue, who you got?
I've got Connecticut.
Pittsburgh, Xavier.
Xavier.
And Memphis, Missouri.
I like Missouri, but I'm going Memphis because of the experience. Been there. Been there, done that.
So you waffled on Missouri-Memphis. Hey, we want to thank Sonny Galloway, the head baseball coach of the Oklahoma Sooners, for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today, and the new head football coach of the North Platte Bulldogs, Bernie Madison, who, of course, has been at Kearney Catholic the last 13 years as coach. Last seven, they went to the playoffs, been to a playoffs a ton of times, and we wish him the best of luck as well. Coming up on the program tomorrow, we look at the first set of Sweet 16 games. Then on to the next set. We've got some special guests planned for you tomorrow, so stay with us as we head into the weekend.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Well, thanks to Larry the Cable Guy. Thanks, Larry. You're the best.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.